think eventually Mr. Carmichael and I and people like him are going to confront each other shooting, I'm again forced to agree with Mr. Carmichael. I think that black people should lead their own movement. I don't think white people should have anything to do with it. If it is a black movement, it should be led by black men, and I agree with Malcolm X. And if they're going to move in that direction, I would be forced to agree with them, providing we can eventually find some solution short of one of us killing the other.
Why would you make a statement just fraught with such foreboding as to say eventually we'll be shooting at each other?
Well, it's already happened last week.
I know, but is that an adult way to approach a big problem, a basic problem of our time?
It's a historical way, Mr. Madigan.
History is changed by individuals of goodwill.
Mr. Madigan, we took this country away from the Indians. We didn't talk them out of it. We took it away from them, and we killed most of them. There's hardly any left.
Mr. Rockwell, what do you believe in?
I believe in my people. I believe in this country and my people.
What people are they?
The white Christian people that built this great country are the ones that I believe in. Mr. Carmichael believes in his black people, and
I'm
with him.
I'm a white Christian.
But you're not with me yet.
Well, and I am...
Well, you try going down to the west side during one of the riots, and you'll find yourself aligned with me very quickly.
Oh,
may I ask you something? Daniel Burroughs, who was a member of your movement, is that correct?
That's correct.
Was Jewish.
That's right.
And he killed himself, if I recall, after it was disclosed in the New York Times that he was indeed Jewish.
That's correct.
Now, one of Mr. Burroughs' stands was to openly promote genocide.
Well, I never
openly
went along
promote
with that.
Genocide.
I do not go along with that one bit.
What is your stand on?
My stand is that anybody...
And for viewers who don't understand genocide, this means the mass murder of people, of a group of people. This is what was happened.
Anybody,
this is what
happened in the Hitler's Germany. My answer is this. Anybody who attacks me or this great America that my people helped to build, I'm going to attack them back. This is what, in essence, the Negroes are saying. They are being attacked, and in some cases it's true.
Who is attacking your country?
The Negroes are attacking...
How are they attacking your country?
Well, they're attacking my police forces. They're attacking the state troopers and shooting at firemen and policemen.
But
if that doesn't represent my country, I don't know what
would
it's...
Would you say that 26 million Negroes are doing this? Could not some individuals, Negroes, be doing it that are completely separated from people of good intent that are attempting to solve these racial
problems?
This
may be, sir. The Soviet Union only has something like 10% in the Communist Party, and yet they blow us all up.
Well, they control it. I don't think the parallel is the same at all.
Sir, if you go into the Negro community in some of these real tough Negro areas where I think Mr. Carmichael is looked up to and where I think Malcolm X was looked up to, as I looked up to him, you will find that they don't distinguish between white liberals and white race mixers or white... hate mongers, as they call me. They're after you if you've got a white skin. And I think that this is the inevitable development of what has been going on in our country for all these years. These liberals have been pushing and pushing, and eventually the Negroes have no other reaction than what they're doing.
Well, if that were true, why do you think that is so, Mr. Rockwell?
That the Negroes are doing what they're doing?
Yes.
I think the Negroes are doing what they're doing for exactly the same reason that you have a tribal war, or that we took away the country from the Indians. It's a question of one group wants what the other group has. The white man has built this country. The Negroes want it. The white man is not about to share it, as you're finding out everywhere. Every time the Negroes move in, the black man moves in, the white man moves out. Again, as Malcolm X said, the black man is finding this out, and the only solution to his problem is to begin to push harder and harder, because he's never going to get it voluntarily.
Is it that he wants to take over, or is it that he wants the right to be left alone?
Who, the Negro? I wouldn't call it being left alone. He's shooting firemen and shooting policemen.
Well,
there's a Negro
lives right.
There's a Negro lives directly across the street from me, two doors away, and this man doesn't go around shooting at people or looting.
Not yet.
Mr. Rockwell.
I'm sure he doesn't think that I am telling.
All over the country, I went around preaching that we were going to have riots and violence, and we would hear about black power. People said, oh, you're a hate monger. The Negroes are only full of love, and they want to mix. Now they're shooting policemen, shooting firemen. They want to kill people, and they're doing exactly what I predicted. Now I'm telling you we're coming to race war. It's going to be a question of us or the Indians, and this time the Indians are black.
All right, Mr. Rockwell, where do you find in our Bill of Rights, where do you find in our Constitution any differentiation among peoples of this country?
Well, for instance, in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, I believe it is, states that black people in the states will be counted as four-fifths of a person.
Have you ever heard of the Civil War?
Well, certainly I heard of the Civil War. I did run into that from time to time. But the fact remains, the founding fathers of this country put into the Constitution that black people were four-fifths of a person. Or maybe it was three-fifths, and Mr. Carmichael is again agreeing with me.
Three-fifths?
Three-fifths. The founders of this country were racist.
Do you think this country is built on racism?
Of course.
On whose side?
On my side.
Thank you.
Now you're beginning to be a racist on your side, but
power.
You won't admit it yet.
Let me ask
you. Power and black power.
Does that mean racism?
Certainly it means racism.
How does it mean racism?
Because when you have black power, it means the whites in those areas will not have any power. You're distinguishing on the basis of blackness, not on the basis of performance.
Now, how are we exploited in the communities in which we live?
Mr. Carmichael, I will agree you were exploited. I agree you were brought over here as slaves, which is disgraceful. I agree that you have been exploited for 400 or 300 years or whatever you say. That does not give you the right to shoot at white policemen and white firemen. It does not give you the right to take anything away from me by force. And you won't do it.
Anybody taking anything away from you by force?
You haven't yet. And you'll have a harder time than from some of the white
people. Do you live in the black ghettos?
No, sir, but when I go, for instance, like right now, I am planning to walk through Harlem and make a walk through Harlem. And I am told by everybody this is impossible. White people can't walk on their own streets. In Washington, D.C., the police pick people up after dark who walk on the streets of our nation's capital.
Did you ever consider why this might have come to pass?
Sure, because the Negroes are going crazy and attacking people.
Did you ever think that it might be due in part to the condition of the Negro through these 200-odd years?
Well, this may be. The Indians have been under the same conditions, but I haven't had any Indian massacres recently.
Do you have any democratic beliefs with a small d?
Depends on what you call Democrat. I'm not going to be any kind of a Democrat like the Democrats who have brought about the situation in Vietnam
about,
with the Negroes.
I'm not talking about the political party. I'm saying, for example, how do you justify breaking up meetings that others are holding when you yourself continually want to be heard? How do you justify that? I justify it this way.
Whenever anybody stands up in this country and preaches treason to my country, as is going on all the time, when they carry Viet Cong flags while our young men in Vietnam are being shot by these people, I consider that treason, and I will pull down every communist flag, as I have been doing, that I find and break them up. I think it's treason, and it ought to be prosecuted by our government. If it isn't, I'm going to do the best I can.
But you've broken up civil rights rallies.
Only when we have had communists. We don't break
how,
up.
Who is defining this?
The mayor of Chicago has said that there are some in the civil rights movement. Mr. King, there's a lot of people, the police commissioner, and people are saying that there are communists in this movement, and there are.
The mayor of our city said that there were some outside influences. I don't think he ever specified any party at all. Am I right, John?
I'm sure he did not, but even more basic than that, many people, white Christians as you label them, share the distaste, perhaps, merit aside for the moment, of some of the demonstrations relative to Vietnam, as an example that you object to.
But
why would you have to, with the name that you call yourself, the American Nazi Party, and the opprobrium that is attached to that word historically, believe that Americans would support you in opposition as their leader in this? It's
because Adolf Hitler said
recently
the white
a national magazine has called you, perhaps, and you saw it because you were featured in it, perhaps the most universally detested public figure in America today.
Let me, even the
Ku Klux Klan is denounced.
Before you continue, let me say this. Malcolm X, I heard the same thing about him. I knew that man, shook his hand and admired him. I thought we'd face each other over guns someday, but he was a great man, black as he was. Everywhere I went in America, I heard that all the Negroes hated Malcolm X. Everybody hated Malcolm X, but I found out the Negroes truthfully liked Malcolm X. They admired him. They admire the Muslims. It's the same with the white people right now. All our pseudo-leaders, the liberals and the conservatives, are saying everybody hates George Lincoln Rockwell. Go out in the street, as I just did today. I met a policeman, and I'm not going to give any names or situations, but the policeman wound up saying, "Would you like to borrow my gun?" The cops are for us. The firemen are for us. The white people are fed up with being pushed by Negroes, and when they get pushed enough, they're going to look for a guy like me, just as the Negroes are getting a guy like him fine.
Why don't you put your name on a ballot somewhere? How did you make out?
I got 1% of the vote in Virginia.
Then how can you say that people share your views?
Because in Virginia, I found out after the election, the people figured that if they elected me governor, that there would be a war the next morning with the federal government, and there might very well be, and I can see how they might have felt that maybe it's not time yet. But you just let this continue a few more years. Let Mr. Carmichael keep up the work he's doing to recruit people for me, and I'll show you how I'll get elected.
Mr. Rockwell, who pays your bills? Where is your support coming from?
We have almost none. Little people. The tiny
workers. What do you do? What is your work?
I'm doing it right now.
Are you paid by the American Nazi Party?
I draw enough money to be able to survive. And I might say it's very, very minute. It's a matter of, we're eating rabbits that we catch right now at headquarters.
The shoes I have on
are $1.29 a pair from drug fair in Washington.
Do you still have your own army?
We don't still have it. We're going to form it. We're right now forming the White Guard. So that when Mr. Carmichael's crew starts riding with their rioters and cars and busting into white neighborhoods, we're going to shoot them if they try to attack any white people.
Let me just ask Mr. Carmichael, philosophically, the positions that he explains so vigorously here, and at least that he doesn't attempt to hide.